Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
Chef Clodagh McKenna will be coming to the Curragh at the end of June to judge the Dubai duty-free Irish Derby Best Dressed. And if you want some tips on her fashion style, maybe her choice of outfit for her very recent 50th birthday party will give you some ideas. Clodagh, good morning to you.
Good morning. Oh, it's so lovely to chat with you, Miriam.
So lovely to chat with you. Listen, the photos you posted of your party, they looked joyous and fun. You got fab weather and, of course, the food was great too. Did you plan it all yourself?
I did plan it all myself. You know, it was the first birthday party I've ever had in my life, which probably sounds a bit weird because I do a lot of parties and I organise a lot of parties, but I never loved the idea about having a party, you know, focused on me. And so, yeah, I planned it and I kind of planned it with all of my family and all my friends kind of in mind. And I just wanted to create this magical night that would be a memory for all of us together because my family traveled from everywhere. It was the nieces, the nephews, the cousins, my sisters, my brother, everybody. And then all my friends from school came up from Ireland and just all little bits of my life. And everybody turned up and we danced until 4 a.m. Imelda May was the last person making us all sing the last song. You know, she was one of my best friends. And we just had the best time. 50 is a funny year, isn't it, Miriam? It feels like, I don't know, well, it is a turn of half a century and it definitely feels a little bit different, you know.
But of course, you look exactly the same as you did about 30 years ago. I mean, your life, glorious, actually. I was just thinking to myself, because I probably spoke to you the last time maybe a decade ago or more on my chat show. And it's just how amazing your life has turned out. You sometimes have pinch me moments and say, this is amazing.
Which I never do. My sister actually said that to me on Saturday morning of my birthday. She's like, do you ever look back and just think where you were 10 years ago and where you are now? And I'm like, I never do. We're too busy. And she just said, I just think you should, you know, because it's, you know, I work, you know, everybody works hard. Myself and Harry, we work so hard. And like everybody does. I mean, you have to these days, don't you? We definitely put a lot of time into creating a good life for ourselves and a good life for our family, you know, which is we're very focused on that. We're very focused on, I got lucky because I met a man that has the exact same principles and ethos as me. And, you know, we both love having friends and family pretty much nearly every weekend at home on our farm. And so we, you know, we've kind of created a really great life for ourselves. And that takes kind of commitment, doesn't it, to do that? I think together we decided to create the best life we can together. And we, you know, focus a lot of our energy on it. We have no television anymore in the house. We've kind of created a good space for ourselves.
Yeah, and that really comes across, as you say, you're so close to all of your family, both of you. And also, you've this amazing network of female friends. You mentioned Imelda there, obviously Lisa Dwan as well. I love that moment as well. Is it true that Imelda sang and Harry played the piano?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they do that quite a lot. And it was just a little kind of a dream that I wanted. So we got the piano up, we put it in the marquee and he played and she sang and it was a moment. Imelda is just, you know, one of the most talented artists that we've ever seen, you know, I think globally. And then Harry playing with her and they adore each other. Imelda and Harry adore each other. It was gorgeous.
And actually you do Instagram very well, because I suppose that's the only way I saw a lot of what your party was. But you know, I know there's a curated life that we all present for Instagram. It's part of probably our job. But like, yours is really good. I mean, what's your approach to it? Does it come easily? Or do you have to work hard at getting the content right?
I don't find it hard anymore. I don't find it hard anymore. I feel like is natural, you know, which is natural in the moment. I also am aware that I put up what people would want to see or what they might get from it, whether it's learning a recipe or maybe some tips from what we're doing in the garden or at the farm, or that people might want to see, you know, what's the party, because I'm lucky with, you know, from the show this morning that I do every week here, you know, like people following and they want to know what, like, what happened on the birthday. You know, it was amazing, the response. I don't find it hard. I quite like doing it. My follower is very specific. My follower is a woman who is similar age to me. You know, I know who my followers are, and you know, I meet them all the time, and it's a community for me. And you get inspiration up there. I think it can be a really positive place, and it is a positive place for me, Instagram.
Yeah, it's really nice. Now you're going to judge the best dressed at the Curragh in June. Any
Yes.
tips, any hints about what you'd be looking out for?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'm so excited to be coming back to Ireland and bringing Harry with me and going to a race course now that I know a little bit more about racing than I did, say, when I lived in Dublin 10 years ago.
Because of course it's his business, isn't it?
It's his business, yeah, and it's all his family business. So
Yeah.
it's yeah, he loves it. So he's coming with me. And I have, ever since I've been with Harry now, 8 years, it's intense racing going, you know, where you have to get dressed up every time. So I feel like I've learned quite a bit. My first thing that it took me a while to really learn and really adhere to is comfort is the most important thing. You know, the shoes that you pick are so important, not too high, so you're not exhausted. Because the minute you become tired on your heels, your whole posture changes. And no matter how beautiful your outfit is, if your posture isn't right, it never looks good. So you have to have your comfort. Put talcum powder, little things of talcum powder, if you can, a little pouch. You can get the small little travel ones in your handbag. And every time you feel your feet are getting too hot, which they do because you're standing all day long, just put talcum powder in your shoes.
That's a good
And the
idea.
other, yeah, and make sure as well that you bring little plasters for any little blisters. And then dress-wise and clothing-wise, I think it's really lovely to dress up for the races. When I'm putting on dresses, I love dresses that have, you know, that are tailored at your waist. And then I love wearing kind of sharp, contemporary look, more looking hats with the dresses, just so that it's not too cottagey or too flowery. I quite like having a contemporary, adding a bit of contemporary in with something that might be quite feminine, I think always works really nice. And I'm not a mad fan on no sleeves. I quite like having a little, even if it's just a bit of a shoulder or, but a little bit of a sleeve is really good,
They're
unless
good
you're like,
tips. They're very good tips,
yeah.
maybe for the winner to be. Before I let you go, is there a difference? Like you were saying, you go to the racing a lot with Harry. Do you think there's a difference between racing crowds in the UK and in Ireland? I suppose when you're at events with Harry's friends at a track in the UK, is the crack the same as somewhere like the Curragh will be?
So dress-wise, it's this exact same. I think the crack. Oh, nobody from UK is listening now.
They're not.
But the crack is definitely better in Ireland. It is. I mean, I'm just being truthful. It definitely is. I mean, if when you go to Cheltenham or the likes of anything that's happening at the Curragh, especially the Dubai Duty Free Derby, there is an atmosphere there that is, you know, even in England, with so many Irish people at Cheltenham, it creates an incredible atmosphere. But then when it's actually in Ireland, it's just a different thing. Do you know what I think it is, Miriam? I think it is because the history of racing in Ireland is so immersive, and there's such a huge history of either whether it's breeding or training. You know, the best trainers in the world are from Ireland, the best stud farms are in Ireland, the best racehorses come out of Ireland. And I'm not even saying that. I mean, Harry would say that himself too. And so it's steeped in our history. And so everybody in Ireland has some kind of link to racing in some way, but you just don't have that in England. It's similar to Australia. Like when I went to Australia, you know, it's so inclusive, where it's not as wide. It's not like a national sport here. It is in Ireland.
Well, look, Clodagh, thanks so much for chatting to me today. I can't tell you how happy I am, how brilliantly your life has turned out. I love looking at your
Oh.
happiness on Instagram. You are going to be judging the best dress competition at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby on Sunday, the 29th of June. And the prize is a trip to Dubai, including flights and accommodation, and €1,000 to spend in Dubai Duty Free. So it's a great prize. Clodagh, thanks so much. Stay being brilliant.